Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
We remembered this little waffle shop we went into in Banff, Canada, on our honeymoon. There's nothing like this in Waco. Cooked a ton of waffles, and we came up with our first five menu items. And fall of 2020, we opened up our first day. And I still have the little chalkboard with our first menu, five items, and those are still five main staples on our menu today.
This week on the Waco Experience, an American story, entrepreneur Seth DeMont. We talk construction, promotion, and of course, waffles. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. You can learn more about this program and sponsors and find links to the podcast version of this program online at thewacoexperience.com. I'm grateful to our sponsors, White Bluffs Construction, Custom Building, Home Remodeling. I encourage you, call Seth at 254-227-2002 and schedule White Bluffs Construction to build your patio, deck, or pergola. Visit their website, whitebluffsconstruction.com. My wife and I had questions about healthcare insurance. Monica Shannon of Texas Healthcare for You listened to us, answered our questions, and helped my family to find the right coverage. Call Monica today at 254-339-3421. Visit the website, txhealthcareforyou.com. That's txhealthcare, the number 4 and the letter u.com. Biddy and Bo's Coffee offers hot and cold beverages, catering, and provides employment for people with disabilities. They offer a conference room you can reserve and use at no cost. Visit Biddy and Bo's Coffee today at 110 Franklin in Waco. Chord Buddy is the world's best way to learn guitar. 100% U.S. made, this learning system and Shark Tank winner will have you playing real music on a real guitar right away. Learn to play guitar today at chordbuddy.com. The Cactus Rose Ranch. Young, old, or in between, learning how to work with a horse is confidence building. Cactus Rose Ranch offers individual lessons or monthly memberships. Contact them for riding lessons or ranch parties and their nonprofit program, Healing Heroes with Horses. Online at thecactusroseranch.com. D. Scott here, and I'm on location at the Waco Waffle Company. If you haven't been out here, I pity you. You should be out here. Definitely come out. And we're going to be talking with Seth DeMont. He's not just the owner of this, but he created the brand. He built the building. And we'll get into the story of this facility that we're at here. And then he also has Prism Laser Engraving promotional products. So with that, Seth, let's get a little introduction on the businesses that you have. I just mentioned Waco Waffle, Prism Engraving, and also the White Bluffs Construction. So let's start with White Bluffs Construction.
So construction has been in my blood since I was a very young kid. I actually helped my dad and my two brothers. I was 11. My little brother was 9. My older brother was 13. My dad actually fell off of a building doing construction the week of 9/11. He was in the hospital when the towers were hit. My mom was expecting another kid. There was 5 of us boys packed into one bedroom because I had one sister, and we had 2 sets of bunk beds and one single bed. And my mom was expecting again, and we're like, we need more room. So we were adding on 600 square feet to our house, 2 bed, 1 bath. My sister and split the boys up. My dad fell. We had already started the project, and we 9, 11, and 13 built 600 feet and finished it out with my dad sitting in a wheelchair pointing with his walking canes on how to do it. So I was looking back at some photos a few months ago of me holding the Hitachi framing gun, and it is bigger than my torso. Like, the thing is huge. That was my youngest real experience with framing. We built tree forts. We had a 2-story tree house that we actually built, and it was constructed well, but that was my first time. I was 11. And then from there, my dad worked in a timber framing company here in Waco. Yes.
You grew up in Waco.
I grew up in Austin.
You moved here
when I was 8 with my family.
All right.
So we grew up in Austin, then moved to 10 acres here outside of Waco when I was 8 years old. My dad worked for that company in the field erecting barns. When he fell, he became draftsman. So he started drawing the plans and stuff. But he still went on barn raisings. And during summers, I would go with him if it was a weekend. And we did a barn raising in Dallas. The first one I actually went to was up in Dallas. I was 13 and we stood a barn for a client. So my passion for construction started at younger than 11. For timber framing really was birthed when I was 12 or 13. Really enjoyed timber framing. Went with my dad every summer or on weekends to help and tag along. By the time I was 18, I graduated high school and went straight into working. They offered me a paid position at that company. And I thought, why go to college if I can get paid to do what I love? So I started working for Heritage Restorations out here out of Waco, Texas. And what they mainly did is go to New York, upstate New York areas, Mohawk River Valley, Canada, Ohio, and find old hand-hewn timber frame barns, label each piece, disassemble them, and bring them to Texas. And here at the yard, I would take over and pressure wash, do any modifications, rebuild these, and put them back up for custom homes, venues, all over the world.
I just want to ask about White Bluffs Construction, because you're doing custom building, right? So you do homes, decks, all those kinds of things. But this timber framing is a special skill, because you're going and finding these old structures that have been there for 100 years or more, a couple hundred years, labeling, disassembling them, reassembling them here. The first thing that comes to mind is code. How do you guys get involved with all of the engineering and the construction codes and everything?
So I did timber full-time for that company until I was 26. And then we got married and I quit and started White Bluffs Construction. The whole intent was never to be the next lot and block builder. It was to build the custom home and as much as I could incorporate timber, which was my passion. I've done several timbers since then where people have found their own timber and bring it to me. I was just down in Hondo, Texas 2 weeks ago and sorting out 8 log cabins that literally got 3 18-wheeler loads of logs and have no idea how it goes together. So it was over 1,000 pieces that I'm disassembling, laying out on this 2-acre field and trying to figure out how. They thought they bought 5 cabins. They had photos of 4, drawings of 4. The photos had nothing to do with the cabins. They were kind of scammed. and they were sold cabins with the wrong photos, but it turns out there's 8 buildings. So I'm still in the middle of disassembling and figuring out that process. With WBC, I've just wanted to work more local and build custom homes for people. You have the dream. I'd love to sit with you. And many people, I've helped them draw some of their plans on the back of a napkin or do renovations as we go. As far as architects and designers for the timber, there is a architect here in Waco that we deal with a lot. And he has drawn a lot of plans for us all over the country. Codes and all that, it really, the timber frame is structural, but for a lot of the 2-story and 3-story houses, basically, the timber frame is an interior trim package, is the way I describe it. It's like we could build this exact building we're sitting in without this timber frame with a few other reinforcements. Some of the load of the exterior framing is sitting on the timber, but most of it is not.
So this is the opportunity to actually take that old world look, but put all the modern conveniences into it.
That's exactly
it. And structural safety and all the equipment and so forth.
And conditioned and spray foamed. Yes, sir.
Right.
Yeah. On the outside of each timber, we'll frame a generic wall, spray foam and electrical, all of that. So when you walk into the building from the inside, all the timber is exposed, like this restaurant. But all your conveniences are just in the wall.
So people can come out and see an example of it here at the Waco Waffle Company.
If you'd like one, I'll build it for you.
And this is at the Homestead Heritage. And just a few minutes from downtown Waco. So you started with the construction company.
Yes, sir.
And then tell us when Waco Waffle became an idea in your head, because it has become a local phenomenon. People are coming from, I was going to say from around Texas, but people are coming from across the world for the Waco Waffle Company. And you got to follow the Waco Waffle on Instagram. Great stories.
Yes, sir. A lot of fun. So when I was 26, we got married. I was working for that timber company. I had traveled all the lower 48 and many countries, and I didn't want to start my family like that. I actually quit for them and started helping on a farm slash ranch in trade for room and board. I really wanted to start my family. We grew up on a small 10-acre farm, always milking cows and donkeys and training dogs and horses. And I wanted my kids to have that same experience. So I had worked for 8 or 10 years traveling as a single guy, and now I was married and I wanted to be more local. This opportunity came up and I started working on this farm, and we were raising pasture poultry, pasture beef, moving them every day, getting some really agricultural things set up and improving the soil on this farm at the Homestead Heritage. But I needed to make some money. We had some savings, was living out of savings and working evenings here and there. And we started, my buddy had been selling coffee, muffins, and cookies at the Waco Farmers Market. He'd been doing it for years, and he was the guy who was helping on the farm. He one day came and said, "Man, I need to stop this. I'm tied up with other things. Would you be interested in buying my small business?" This was like a month after I started. And I knew it was an answer to prayer. I knew that it was going to provide the cash I needed as a small family to keep afloat. He helped me owner finance it, and we started cookies, muffins, coffee down at the Waco Farmers Market. That was in 2018. By 2020, COVID had hit. We were at the beginning, he was kind of like the one-stop drink, coffee, lemonades, and cookie sweet stop. Everyone had drinks, everyone had desserts, and we really were losing money by summer of 2020. And I almost quit. And in the middle of that, kept pondering it with my wife, we remembered this little waffle shop we went into in Banff, Canada on our honeymoon the year before, 3 years before at that time in 2017. And I was like, I've got a photo somewhere. And we searched all the way back, found this one photo of a waffle that had sherbet on it, like strawberry sherbet. And I was like, there's nothing like this in Waco. We should try to incorporate this into our little business in at the farmer's market. So I ended up going to Montana for 2 months that summer to help a few buddies build a house and pour concrete and stuff. So when we came back through that time, we were thinking up some recipes. And we came back, got together with friends, literally, and just cooked up stuff and started throwing fruit. And I said, we've got to do a savory waffle. I like savory a lot more than sweet. So that night, there was 3 or 4 couples, and we cooked a ton of waffles, and we came up with our first 5 menu items down at the farmer's market. We put it out on social media and launched a new business. I came up with the logo, bought the name, and fall of 2020, we opened up our first day. And I still have the little chalkboard with our first menu, 5 items, and those are still 5 main staples on our menu today.
So I love this, that you actually created a business during COVID. A lot of people lost their businesses, yep, or just gave up.
Yeah.
But you started a business. So congratulations on having the courage to start right in the middle of the pandemic. Who knew where it was going to go?
Yes.
Fall of 2020. So you launched Waco Waffle Company. Beautiful branding, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of comments on it.
Tell us about from fall of 2020. What happened?
So fall of 2020, we opened, and it was better than I would have expected for a little farmer's market booth. It was a wonderful place for my daughter. I had Samantha by then. She was a little kid, and just being out with people and interacting, and she'd sit on my lap and I'd run the register, and we had other young kids that would work with us and, you know, make a little money on the weekends. And we really became a staple at the farmer's market. People really loved it. It took off quicker than I would have expected. So we did it fall of 2020, 21 and 22. Spring of 22, the gentleman who owns this property where Waco Waffle sits now, he owns 5 acres here. He has a cheese factory. He's got an antique hotel. He had some other businesses here. And he said, I want food on my property. He said, would you be interested in building me a building? I found a timber frame that I want on my property. I'll pay you through White Bluffs Construction to build it. And I would like to run pizza in the afternoons if you'd be interested in opening a breakfast restaurant. That was like a ball out of nowhere. I had no clue where that was coming from. He had seen I had done it at farmer's market. I never thought of owning a restaurant. And I said, I'll consider it. Through that time, some property not far from where the restaurant is came up for sale. I was able to purchase that. And now I live within 800 yards of my home, of my restaurant, on my home with 12 acres. So spring of 2022, I said, yes, I said, I'd try it. And we were going to start like 7 to 11. Then he, with another guy, was going to do pizza from 11 to 3. Well, this building went on on a TV show. So if you look up Clint Harp's show, Restoration Road, this building is on there. And in the TV show, I think it was titled as a cider press or a cider mill, but we were planning on opening it full time as a pizza and waffle restaurant. Well, once it was built and shot on the TV show and all that, we ran into complications with septic and having enough acreage and had to replat and buy some stuff. And everything went on hold from spring of 22 until summer of 23. And by then, the girl that was, I had already talked to a girl about management, running it, helping me run it, because she was in the food industry, had been at another restaurant. She had moved on, found another job. WBC was growing, White Bluffs, and I was just like, I don't know if this is still for me. Well, I didn't know when it was going to ever get off the ground. And he came back to me summer of 23 and said, I don't have the right personnel for pizza, and I think you need the restaurant 24/7. Would you consider if I gave it to you 24/7? So that was another glitch for me, is I didn't want to have to come in and only be open for 4 hours and then shut down. And I wanted to do desserts in the evening, and he was going to do desserts. So we're just trying to, I mean, we were both launching out into new territory. So when he said 24/7, I felt that spark again of, I'm going to go after this. We set a date like 6 weeks out. This building was not done. I mean, it was ready for the show, but plumbing was not tied in underneath, the power, all sorts of things. And we went full bore. We started designing the kitchen, buying equipment, making up more menu items. And August 4th of 2023, we opened our first day. I believe it was a Friday. People from downtown that had heard about us, I'd been promoting it on social media, and they came out, and it was the beginnings. 2023 until spring break of 2024, we were open 5 days a week for breakfast only, 7 to 11. By spring break, it had already grown a lot in our first 6 months, and we had gained a lot of traction. And I really wanted to, you think about it, there's 21 meals a week that people eat, and we were serving 5 out of 21, but paying rent and utilities and all that on 21 meals and not capitalizing on that. And I said, man, we have got to change this. So we came up with some new items, and that's where the salads, the brisket grilled cheese, which is the best one on the menu, came out, the buffalo chicken sandwich. Spring break of 24, we opened 6 days a week, breakfast and lunch, 7:30 to 2:30, and then dinner and desserts Friday and Saturday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. And that was about a year and 4 months ago. It has just taken off. I mean, Saturdays, as you well know, lines out the door, 40 people long for hours. And I don't even know if I told you this, but last Saturday, I shook hands on the 5 acres over there where I'm going to build the new restaurant. So that is, I don't know how much I want to spill the beans now, but there's some big plans in the works for building a new place, a lot bigger, a lot better to hold the crowds that we get these days. Also adjacent with several other boutique things that I've got.
So Wiggle Waffle is expanding. So you really have integrated horizontally. So businesses will talk about integrating vertically, right? So you get your supplies and then you process it, and then you sell it and so forth, right? Vertical integration. But in your case, it's horizontal. So White Bluffs Construction built the building. Waco Waffle is selling to the customers, but you also have a promotion company where you can make hats and shirts and stickers and all the things that you use in your business, but for other business as well. So let's talk a little bit about Prism Laser Engraving and the whole promotion side of the business.
Okay. Last May of 2024, a friend of mine had a small laser engraving company, and he was trying to do it on the side. It didn't really take off, and he was wanting to move on to some other things. So I bought the business from him. He did some laser engraving, a few hats and things like that. Part of the dream was I saw potential in the business. Secondarily, I, owning multiple businesses, had been sourcing things from 5, 6, 8, 10 suppliers online, in town. You get used to a certain rep, you call back and ask for the name, and they're not there anymore. And you move to a new company, and there's new setup fees and all of that. And I said, I would really like to turn Prism Laser Engraving into a full-on promotional products business. And I came up with a slogan, your one-stop promo shop. And we do everything from pens and business cards to truck wraps and t-shirts and hats. I needed merch for WBC. I needed merch for Waco Waffle, and here was an opportunity to buy a business and do it myself. So bought it, and we started doing a lot for Waco Waffle. Before then, we had not sold a piece of merch. I had never even really thought of it. And we started putting up hats and designing t-shirts, and we've sold thousands and thousands of garments around the country. Then friends would come in and be like, I love that hat. Where'd you get that? And I'm like, well, I make it. I own property 1 mile down the road that's commercial, so we moved our Prism to there. So I'd like literally dozens of times a week, people come in, like the hats, comment on them. I say, hop in my truck. We rip down 1 mile, show them our little showroom. And now we're making sales off of that. I've always been into photography, actually a lot more when I was younger. I actually shot a lot of weddings. I did a lot of family photography. And now with the iPhone, all my DSLR stuff sits in the case and I don't use it, sadly. But still love and I believe have an eye for photography and design and composition and things like that. And I think that plays into why people like some of my merch so much is because I'm not just there for the buck. I love making good merch to put my brands on it. And then people see that. And they say, I want my brand to look just like that on that hat. And so it's really happened organically. It's been super fun. And someone from the networking group now works for me full time. So thank you so much to Tim Harder and the network, Waco networking group. Amanda works for me and does all my PR and puts my orders together. Mason, who represents Prism, runs all the machines every day. And I design stuff and I sell stuff because I meet people.
So let's talk about the business climate in Waco itself.
Okay.
As you said, you grew up in Austin, but really came when you were pretty young to Waco. And then you first launched the construction business, got into the food business, got into the promotion business. You have multiple businesses within one community. And Waco is not huge. So let's talk about the business climate here, maybe a little bit of the Magnolia effect. You mentioned Clint Harp.
Yes.
And this building being on his show. So let's talk about those types of things and how it affects your business and your outlook for the future.
Yeah, coming to Waco, it was an armpit back in 2000. I remember clearly as 9-10 year old, you'd go down Austin and all those streets and it was boarded up buildings and graffiti everywhere. And Baylor started, they built the new stadium. I can't remember if Baylor came first or Chip and Joanna, but both really helped put Waco on the map. I guess as a young person, I've always thought Waco was a very good place for entrepreneurs. It still has the small town feel, but it's big enough and close enough to big cities like Dallas and Austin that it is a wonderful hub for a business. With the construction, I've done a lot of remodel just around the area. So the nice thing about it being small enough is word of mouth for the good or the bad travels. I was open in business for probably 5 years with White Bluffs Construction before I ever printed a business card or put a sticker on a truck. It was just word of mouth. People, I'd build a deck and the neighbor would want a deck and they'd tell a friend. And so Waco still has that tight knit community feel. And that's how it's worked. Waco Waffle. I mean, I tell a friend and they tell a friend. And then I go and talk to all my friends at McCoy's Hardware because I've known them for 10 or 12 years and everyone comes, and I've been on the fire. I'm on the fire department volunteer. I've been in horses and cattle and hay brokering and selling and training animals for years. So it's like I've got a whole circle of friends that are fire department and first responder. I've got another circle of friends from the agricultural scene and then all my construction friends and connections and then all my restaurant friends and connections. So it's been kind of crazy how many thousands and thousands of business owners I know personally and friends from around the Waco area. And there's quite a team that is building, and we go shooting guns together. We take our kids and go to the park together. We do fun things. We're actually planning on splitting a table at a big fundraiser this fall with several business owners for the Cattle Baron's Ball that raises money for cancer. And so I'm going to be catering Waco Waffle there. And then in trade, they're going to give me a free table for advertisement, but I only need 2 seats. So 4 other buddies are going to chip in with me and we're all going to, again, another big time of collaboration. And so huge thanks to all the people at McCoy's that have helped me with WBC. They've been my main supplier. Huge thanks to Waco Downtown Farmers Market for providing the platform for me to start Waco Waffle. And off of those connections, I believe it was just natural. I knew enough people that it was worth trying a promotional products business because I've got thousands of friends that are business owners too, and probably in the same struggle I was. Like, I hate having to pay new setup fees and go to new places. Buddy's telling me as soon as I started, like, I'll try it. I literally was waiting 8 months for my hats and I finally went somewhere else. And then a lady calls me back the next week and says, your hats are ready from last October, And so we always want to maintain with the restaurant, with WBC and Prism, the close knit family and friend. I'm not trying to be the next 50 employee kind of guy that builds skyscrapers. I'm first name basis with all of my clients. There are so many thousands of people that come through the restaurant that they come in the door and I know exactly what they want to eat because they've gotten the same thing for the last 18 months. And before that, they were getting it at farmer's market, like the Webster, such a staple here with strawberries, whipped cream, Nutella. We've grown like that. I think Waco is a wonderful place to have your family, small business, and a tight-knit community.
And we're also out here at Homestead Heritage.
Yes.
And that's part of the church. You're a part of the church.
Yes.
I know I saw you playing music at the Christmas concert. That's a fabulous event. Tell us about Homestead Heritage. Give us a little glimpse into that as we wind down the program today.
Okay. So Homestead Heritage, we're a non-denominational Christian community. Here out at the Homestead, we have a campus where we teach classes, where we have school, where people from around the world fly in, drive in to learn crafts like lost skills of blacksmithing, leather working, woodworking, food preservation, basketry, weaving, knitting, all of that. So there's that aspect. We don't want to lose what has held community together forever. Community has always been a place where people live close together, they work together, intergenerational relationships. So we have about 400 acres, and we have our church on there, we have our school campus on there, a lot of craft shops, and it has been a wonderful place for small businesses to flourish. We also now have a farmer's market, a weekly farmer's market every Saturday from 10 to 2 that anyone in the greater Waco area can have a booth at. We have just created yet another context where small business can thrive and work together in the community setting. We try to raise as much food as we can. I believe with all the MSG and GMO and everything else in this, we're poisoning our bodies. So we try to raise as much as we can. We are not 100% self-sustainable, and that's not our goal. Our goal is to maintain lifelong relationships with Greater Waco friends and family in the community, and I believe hold together a lifestyle that creates intergenerational success, and not just wealth, but success in relationships, in tight-knit families and friendships.
So we'll wind down the program. This is the Waco Experience, an American Story. I've been sitting at the Waco Waffle Company with founder, owner, business entrepreneur, Seth DeMont. Thank you for being a part of the show today. And this is all about positive. This show is all about positive and inspiration. So close us out with some inspirational words for people who are thinking about relocating here, about how they can upgrade their lives wherever they're at. And for our young folks who are thinking maybe they want to get into business.
Follow your gut. It'll tell you some crazy things sometimes. Build a network of friendships around you that you can bounce things off of. But I would say too many people are afraid to step out on a limb because it might break. I believe a network of friendships is a safety net for that, because not everything does work. And there's things I tried to start a feed store and never really pushed on it, so it hasn't started. I still own the name. Someday I may. I tried to start a sawmill, and again, I got spread a little thin. But if you have an inspiration, the market is never too flooded for someone who's inspired about what they do. I guess I would just say Waco Waffle is a testimony of that, from a tent to one of the highest rated restaurants in Waco with almost 1,000 4.9 Google reviews. That is thanks to people that have come out and supported me. But I didn't know much about food. My wife knew a lot, and I had the inspiration, and together we built this thing. And it's a place that we're going to pass on to our kids, and I'm going to be that old guy sitting in the corner when I'm 65. My dad already told me, he came down from Montana, and I'm sitting talking with him. People walk in the door, and they walk right up to me and shake hands. What's up, man? Ordering the same thing, chatting. My dad's like, you're that old founder sitting in the corner already, and you're only 33 years old. So have a network of friendships around you, people that you can look up to, ask business advice. Always build your business properly. Don't cut corners on insurance, on LLCs, on setting things up properly at the beginning, even in the small days, because it'll do you well in the future. And follow your gut, and it usually leads out pretty well.
The Waco Experience, an American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.